News Talk 1620 WTAW. Today's Bryan City Council workshop included an early presentation about the fiscal 2015 year budget, and that presentation also included a sneak peek into a proposal to convert the Bryan Municipal Golf Course into what Mayor Jason Bayinski calls a super park.
We've been unofficially talking about it for the past 6 months. It was something I've kind of campaigned on when I ran for re-election, you know, quality of life aspects. And we've been, over the past few years, we've been losing hundreds of thousands of dollars on the municipal golf course. We had the opportunity to work with Wallace Phillips and this new Phillips Recreation Center, the old Briarcrest Country Club facility. And he had approached the city about working with our golfers and transferring them over to his facility at a very comparable rate. And so he's been working with the golfers. I think a lot of them have been transferring over because our numbers have been declining. Our revenues have been declining. That golf course needs millions of dollars to bring it up to par. And we're now, again, competing with a very nice Phillips Recreational Center. The new A&M golf course just opened up, but reopened up after their renovation. It's very nice. So we've got lots of other public options here in Bryan-Culler Station, and quite frankly, it's the old Briarcrest Country Club course is a nicer course than ours. It just always came down to affordability and being comparable to what our golfers were paying at the municipal course. So Mr. Phillips has been working with those golfers looking at enticing to come over there and transferring over, and as our numbers decline, it's something we'll be talking about in the near future, probably at the next workshop session, to discuss whether or not to convert that golf course over to a super park. And super park would entail soccer fields and baseball fields, softball fields. We're looking at like the AstroTurf type fields, artificial surface, the Pee Wee football fields, potentially one of those skate parks that we voted on here just recently, walking trails. So there's volleyball courts. There's a lot that it can encompass. We'll unveil a preliminary plan in drawings and sketches here in the next 30 days to kind of show what we've been working on. But we did hire a consultant to kind of draw out some options there. In addition, we'll have some spaces available for lease for restaurants and maybe even some hotels to accommodate the athletic complexes that'll be in the area there. So it could be one of the nicest super parks in the state of Texas, so I'm very excited about the potential of that. Our council seems to be supportive of those efforts, and so it's something we'll be discussing officially more in depth in the next 30 days, possibly at the next council meeting.
Continuing my visit with Bryan Mayor Jason Bayinski, recapping the word this afternoon during the council workshop meeting about the idea of converting the Bryan Municipal Golf Course into a super park. You touched briefly on the council reaction. Are you happy with the way the initial response came out?
Yeah, I think overwhelming. I think we had an overwhelming support from all seven council members on that issue. So I think everyone, regardless of what district you represent and what part of town you live in, we always need more parks. We need more ball fields. I mean, we've got it's something that I've been hearing about since day one. And so this is an opportunity. The voters voted back several years ago to keep that location as a park, whether it's a golf course or whether it's a super park. And so that will definitely continue to happen. And I think we have a wonderful opportunity to have, with 150-acre green space there to make that a premier super park in the state of Texas that all of our residents will enjoy. And it's, in my opinion, pretty much almost centrally located. It's probably more west than it is east, but it'll definitely be a park that our citizens will enjoy and also help possibly attract some tournaments and play to the city of Bryan, and will be good for our businesses also.
It'll certainly expand the offerings. Bryan has the regional athletic complex on the north side of town, and there's Veterans Park, but there always seems to be room and a demand for more space, and this would certainly accommodate that.
Well, and we're going to look at, we've got some room for growth over at the BRAC complex also on the north end of town, so that is something I'd also like to propose that we take a look at and look at maybe expanding some little league fields and stuff out there also. So it's something that's long overdue, and I'm very excited about the potential and possibilities, and I'm excited and thankful to Mr. Phillips and his efforts to work with the Bryan Golf Association and their membership and working out opportunities potentially transfer their memberships and their play to the new Wallace Phillips Recreational Center there on Briarcrest.
It is certainly a great positive that wasn't around a couple of years ago when the voters made their decision on the referendum to have Mr. Phillips come in and make that kind of investment.
Well, it all turns out for the best, Bill. Honestly, that the taxpayers aren't maintaining that course, the Briarcrest Country Club facility and all that. It remains on the tax rolls. And so it's a win-win for the city of Bryan. It's a win-win for the Phillips Recreational Center. And there's some other things we're working, talking with them, potential senior citizens center there and a community center opportunity there also. So things that we'll be talking about in the near future, but we definitely appreciate the improvements he's made out there and then the willingness to work with the citizens of Bryan for all who benefit.
And not wanting to steal all the thunder that you're going to make your formal presentation at the next workshop, but the funding sources for the Super Park, is that something perhaps hotel occupancy tax money and other non-general revenue sources can help that?
Yeah, we'll have to look at all sources. We haven't really identified. We've got an increase, a significant increase in the oil and gas resources that's coming in 2014 and 15. Of course, the other avenues and revenues that we have been increased. So, I mean, whether it's general funds, whether it's hotel occupancy tax money, I think that could be officially utilized for it. I mean, we have been increasing those dollars with all the new hotels that are popping up all over Bryan. So that's definitely an avenue we can be looking at. Once we get the final figures of what we want to build and create, and then we'll figure out a way to get it taken care of. But we do have many avenues that we can utilize to pay for it.
Is there a projected timeline for the conversion?
I would like to see all of this happen in the next 12 months.
Thanks again to Bryan Mayor Jason Bajinski for the details of what's been disclosed so far regarding the proposed conversion of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course into a super park. Again, a more formal presentation coming up at the council's next workshop meeting. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.